Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Morning Preview. Today is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. US equity futures have bounced off their worst overnight levels and are now trading slightly higher, with S&P futures up 0.1% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows broad losses in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are mostly higher after recovering from early weakness. Bond yields are extending their recent move higher. The US 10-year is at 1.89%, and the German Bund yield is positive for the first time since 2019. The dollar is mostly softer following yesterday's rally. Oil is up, gold is flat, industrial metals are higher, and Bitcoin is lower. The backup in bond yields continues to weigh on equity market sentiment. The market is pricing in 4 Fed rate hikes this year and a potential 50 basis point move in March amid heightened concerns over inflationary pressure. This comes as the Omicron variant exacerbates supply chain constraints and worker shortages. However, concerns of a policy mistake are picking up, with near-term growth forecasts revised lower. And in Europe, the cost of living squeeze is also a big concern. Overnight, a Bank of China press conference fit with expectations that China will continue its dovish policy shift following Monday's surprise rate cut. Deputy Governor Liu Guocheng noted that room for further reserve requirement ratio cuts has narrowed, but there is still scope for more, and easing will depend on the economy. Meanwhile, the European Central Bank's Villeroy said that the Governing Council would act if inflation proved more persistent, though a poll showed that most economists see ECB rates on hold this year. Attention is on UK inflation hitting a 30-year high in December, while final German inflation was confirmed at its highest level since 1993. Due up on today's US economic calendar, MBA mortgage applications, building permits and housing starts, Redbook chain store, crude inventories, while Canadian CPI is also due. And among the companies due to post their results before the open today, Bank of America, United Health Group, Procter & Gamble, and Morgan Stanley. In corporate news, Belgium's UCB will acquire Zogenix for $26 per share in cash plus a milestone-based contingent value right, valuing the total transaction at $1.9 billion. And the Wall Street Journal reported that BJ's Wholesale Club will move credit cards from Alliance Data Systems to Capital One, with BJ suing ADS, alleging that the company isn't moving fast enough to transfer existing accounts. ADS shares were down more than 9% in after-hours trading yesterday. Asian equities finished weaker overnight. There were steep losses across the region, with Japan leading the declines. Hong Kong turned around early gains to close flat, while Shanghai and Shenzhen were also down despite a pledge by the Bank of China on more policy easing. Australia and Taiwan finished around 1% lower, while Korea was down for a fifth consecutive day. In regional news, the Bank of Japan's Governor Kuroda countered hawkish takeaways from the Bank of Japan's Outlook report, saying that there are no thoughts of tightening policy in response to a temporary increase in commodity prices. Japan is set to bring more prefectures under a partial state of emergency today, pending endorsement from an advisory panel of health experts. And Australian consumer sentiment confidence dipped this month due to the Omicron outbreak. European equity markets are mostly higher in early trade. Retail and personal and household goods are supporting amid good earnings, while the technology sector is off its lows. Utilities are lagging, and banks are underperforming despite higher rates with the focus on rising expenses. In European news, UK assets are holding steady despite the increase in political uncertainty, with UK Prime Minister Johnson's leadership outlook looking increasingly terminal. There are numerous reports of Conservative MPs submitting letters of no confidence in Johnson, but it is not yet clear if the numbers are there to trigger a vote under party rules. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.